Hi, it's Rabbi Jim Egolf. I hope you're having a good week. I felt it necessary, though, to comment briefly on what's going on in Iran at this particular time, since it has so captured the news. And I wanted just to take a moment to reflect on Persian history, or at least the stories that we have from Persia. The Book of Esther records the best-known adventure of the Jewish community in Persia, or modern-day Iran. As the book opens, we see that the king of Shushan, Ahasuerus, has pronounced festival after festival that involves grandiosity, pomp, and circumstance, and, of course, wine. Reading the book, you get the sense that drunkenness has taken over the kingdom, and that there is a great deal of inebriation that one can really only imagine. Ahasuerus was not holding a series of wine tastings for 180 days, or if he was, we don't hear too much about the cheese and crackers that he provided. There is another drunkenness that happens in this story, and that has to do with a drunkenness brought on by power. Haman, Yimach Shemo, may his name be blotted out, is the arch enemy of the Jews, and he is desperate to grab power throughout the story. And he is so desperate to ascend the ladder that as quickly as he ascends, he also falls just as fast. The control over the king which gives him power is the control that will end up causing him to lose his life, because in his power, he can only increase his hatred and his loathing of the Jew Mordechai. Today, as we look at Iran, we see the same elixir being consumed by the government in Iran. Power, for power's sake, seems to be a constant theme, whether it be the Shah, the Ayatollahs, or Haman. They all share a shrewd use of power, yet they also don't necessarily seem to understand that power, for power's sake, is not power. At some point, it turns into desperation, which is why you see that the only response by the government of Iran has been force. Power has to be about relationships and connections. It has to grow into a shared idea of the future that people want to have and not be the symbol of the suffering they must endure. Haman arrived at his doom when he forgot his relationship with the king, and that this relationship was key to his power. And as his ability to influence the king waned, so did Haman. The leadership of Iran now has a choice. It can either return to its source of power, its people, or it can desperately grasp at power for power's sake. Haman had his Esther. Perhaps the Ayatollahs need to decide whether they want the woman known as Neda as their Esther at this time. Shalom.